2 Samuel chapter 13. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom the son of David had a fair beautiful sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon the son of David loved her. And Amnon was so consumed with lust, that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, because she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend, whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said to him, "Why are you, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Will you not tell me?" And Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said to him, "Lay down on your bed, and pretend to be sick. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'I ask you to let my sister Tamar come, and give me food, and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it, and eat it at her hand.'" So Amnon lay down, and pretended to be sick. And when the king had come to see him, Amnon said to the king, "I ask you, let Tamar my sister come, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand." Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house, and prepare food for him." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house. And he was lying down. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. And she took a pan, and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have all the men go out from me." And they all went out from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom, that I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the bedroom to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her, and said to her, "Come lie with me, my sister." And she answered him, "No, my brother, do not force me. Because no such thing ought to be done in Israel, do not commit this folly. And I, where shall I cause my shame to go? And as for you, you shall be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I ask you, speak to the king, because he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not listen to her voice. But, being stronger than she, forced her, and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly. So that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Arise, be gone." And she said to him, "There is no reason. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that you have done to me." But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant who ministered to him, and said, "Put this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her." And she had a robe of various colors upon her. Because with such robes were the king's daughters who were virgins clothed. Then his servant brought her out, and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and tore her robe of various colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And Absalom her brother said to her, "Has Amnon your brother been with you? But now hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not regard this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon neither good nor bad, because Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years, that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baalhazor, which is beside Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king, and said, "See now, your servant has sheep shearers, I ask the king, let his servants go with your servant." And the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable to you." And he pressed him. However, he would not go, but blessed him. Then Absalom said, "I ask you. If not, let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" But Absalom pressed him, so that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, "Mark now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Amnon. Then kill him, do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous, and be valiant." And the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man mounted his mule, and fled. And it came to pass, while they were in the way, that news came to David, saying, "Absalom has killed all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left." Then the king arose, and tore his clothes, and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, answered and said, Do not let my lord suppose that they have killed all the young men the king's sons, because Amon only is dead. Because by appointment of Absalom has determined this from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore do not let my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead. Because only Amon is dead. But Absalom fled. And the young man who kept the watch lifted up his eyes, and looked, and, indeed, there came many people by the road of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, See, the king's sons are coming, as your servant said, so it is. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that, the king's sons came, and lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept greatly. But Absalom fled, and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled, and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth to Absalom, because he was comforted concerning Amon, since he was dead.